Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, Happy Gilmore fans. Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine is joining us with some good news.
Yeah, it took a while, but there is a sequel, Happy Gilmore 2, dropping Friday on Netflix. Adam Sandler returning to the role of the guy who turned the golf world on his head in that movie, and also, of course, knocked Bob Barker for a loop back in the day. But there will be plenty of cameos here as well, including another famous game show guy. Ken Jennings is going to have a cameo. The Kelsey brothers, Ben Stiller from the original movie. Lots of golf pros, including the current big champion, Scottie Scheffler. You'll see him do a cameo along with Roy McIlroy and a bunch of other golf types. So, yeah, but basically the story here is that Happy Gilmore, the guy who wanted to be a hockey star and instead became a golf star, is back on the links for some reason or other, but I'm sure he's going to make everybody upset except for the people who love him. So it'll be just a fun comedy to have, and it did take a while to get this to get back on the links for Adam Sandler, but he enjoys his time and he's made many hits for Netflix. I'm sure this will be one of them as well.
For those who enjoy their British television, tell us about Code of Silence.
I really like this one. It begins today on BritBox, and it stars a deaf actress. Her name is Rose Ailing Ellis, and she plays this working-class girl who works in the cafeteria of the police precinct, and they pluck her from there to help lip-read their surveillance tapes of this burglary gang that they're all trying to get the goods on. And so as she's reading their lips and helping them out, she gets really caught up in it, so much so that she goes to work freelance at the bar where they all hang out, falls for one of the guys, a hacker who works with the gang, and it becomes very, very dangerous. She's sort of playing this weird game. At the same time, the police keep telling her, don't get so involved, but she can't help but get involved. And as the episodes go on, it's like a six-episode series. It's just a really good British mystery series with an unconventional heroine. I was a big fan of the recent series Patience on PBS, which was dealt with an autistic woman who helped the police, and now we have it from somebody. You watch her read the lips, and the words come up on screen as she sort of unscrambles the sounds, and it's quite fascinating. So if you're looking for a really good and distinctive British mystery, Code of Silence begins on BritBox.
That does sound fascinating. For those who are into the Food Network, there's going to be an honor for one of its stars who passed away.
Yeah, Anne Burrell, who passed away, before she died, she filmed the final season of Worst Cooks of America, which was her signature series. So that begins on Monday. So if you were a fan of Anne Burrell and want to see her final run on Worst Cooks of America, which, by the way, is the one cooking show I could be a part of. But nonetheless, I've always enjoyed Worst Cooks because, as opposed to many things on the Food Network, you're thinking, maybe I could make that. Maybe I could even make it better than they do. But nonetheless, it was a great show for Anne Burrell. And if you enjoyed her personality, which many, many people did, this is your last chance to really enjoy what she did for the Food Network. They miss her quite a bit.
Matt, thanks so much once again.
You bet.
Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine joining us on Total Information AM.
Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.